Jimmy Smith, publisher, TigerDetails.com, at Jimmy Detail on Twitter. Jimmy, how are you, man?
How are you guys doing this evening?
Good.
All right, Jimmy.
We'll talk a little LSU football as we get ready for the season, reporting to fall camp in a little, a few weeks. What's the biggest, Jimmy, what's the biggest, you think, storyline heading into LSU football this year in the camp?
Are we going to see a 21st century offense? You know, we've heard all the hype. We've heard it year after year when Les Miles was there. Ultimately, it led to his demise and his departure from LSU, his unwillingness to change. Are we actually going to see a new age, innovative offense that we've heard so much about? The players are saying it's there. The coaches are saying it's there. But we've really yet to see it. And I don't even count the spring game. That's just a glorified scrimmage against a bunch of backups. Are we going to see it on the field against the big teams? When they're in Austin playing Texas, is LSU going to be comfortable throwing the ball 32 times a game? That's what I want to see this year.
Now, Jim, you know the game could change. The bottom line is, can we just win? But you look at LSU, they haven't fielded a top five scoring offense in the SEC. You got to go back to, remember I was talking with T-Bob about this, 2011, when top five SEC scoring offense, you know, Cam Cameron, Matt Canada, we all know all those stories. But what's amazing, I thought Joe Burrow, man, I was saying, man, you got to slow your roll. When he said, this is a quote that he said in Thibodeau, the Manning Passing Academy, June 28th, I don't think a lot of people are used to LSU scoring 40, 50, or 60 points a game. I'm like, what? Is anybody playing defense? Is this like arena? Come on. If LSU scores 40, averages 40 points a game, they shouldn't lose a game.
Yeah, if they average 40 a game, that's an 11-1 team at worst. And I thought Joe was stretching a little bit there. We might see a 50 against Georgia Southern. I don't expect to see that kind of wide-open offense, but I do expect to see more games in the high 20s and 30s against solid defenses. When you look at the games they've struggled with Florida in recent years and Alabama, they're really not scoring many points in those ball games. If they can get up to 27, 31 points against good defenses, that will suffice.
Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com, hanging out here on Sports Talk. Good follow on Twitter, at Jimmy Detail. Jimmy, I'm going to ask you our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Is this the year LSU finally beats Alabama?
This is the first time I've said this in quite some time. Yes, I think LSU has the better team this year, you know, against Alabama. But it's on the road, and I also think Alabama. Yeah, Alabama's in LSU's head right now too. So there is that mental aspect of it that LSU needs to get over. But I think when you look position by position, I think LSU's better, and they're 11 on defense. And I think the weapons they have, and if we see this offense the way that, if it's this quick pass, get the ball in Jamar Chase's hands and let these running backs work in space, if it's that type of offense, I think LSU could and maybe should beat Alabama this year.
And, you know, Jimmy, I'm glad you brought up the players coming back. I'm looking at 8 of the players who started in the Fiesta Bowl and that victory over Central Florida are returning, and 4 of the receivers who recorded 300 yards receiving. You mentioned Jamar Chase, look at Justin Jefferson, Stephen Sullivan, Derek Dillon. So if you have the weapons and all of a sudden they want the ball in their hands and you get that yak, that yards after the catch, that could be a possibility. But the one thing which intrigues me, when you look at even what LSU's facing as far as Heisman favorite quarterbacks, you look at Tua with Alabama. Look from the get-go, September the 7th, that's a top 10 showdown, I believe, in Austin, Texas, Sam Ehlinger. So right there, Joe Burrow would have a challenge. Hey, can I outplay the Longhorn quarterback considering what's going to be at stake?
Yeah, and I think what we saw with Tua and what intrigued me last year is Tua wasn't the same when he had guys at his feet. When people were actually pinning their ears back and trying to get to Tua, you know, he wasn't the same quarterback in those playoff games. So I think if LSU can be more disruptive up front, which I think they will be, they should be healthier this year. They should have more depth. Clavon Chaisson coming back. A lot of trust with the back end and those guys to be able to cover on an island. If they can be disruptive against the Tua or these quarterbacks of this caliber, I mean, that's a quarterback's you know, worst nightmare is having people falling at their feet and people in their face all day. And if LSU can create some of that pressure against Texas and against Alabama and some of these elite quarterbacks they're going to face this year, you know, it's probably not going to look like the same guy that threw 50 touchdowns or whatever Tua threw last year. You know, I just think it's going to be a little different. I think LSU has all the pieces on defense to really be disruptive and get them off their game.
And, you know, Jimmy, talking with Coach O, him and I obviously go way back, but Le'Veon Chason and Chason, I always call it, you know, being from the Bayou. But Coach O told me, and he's coach, eight first-round draft NFL draft picks, that all of a sudden you're looking at, if he stays healthy throughout, that it's not even a question that he'd get double-digit sacks and could be that disruptive.
Yeah, and I think and it's going to free up what you can do with your front three linemen. When you don't have a legitimate edge rusher, you block differently up front, right? You don't have to help as much on the outside, and it really limits guys like Rashard Lawrence and guys like Glenn Logan, who have been good in their careers, but we haven't seen them take over games yet. And I think when you have a guy like Chason on the edge that you have to account for, and now you slide protection in his direction, it's going to open up other opportunities. And we saw Michael Divinity turn into a quality pass rusher, learn some really good moves. He's got a great spin move. He's become an effective pass rusher. And then the blitzing of Jacoby Stevens and Grant Delpit from their safety positions. And when you take all that into account, I think Chason is that missing piece for that LSU defense. But I'll go back to the games last year, and you see where they struggle defensively to get off the field on third down, it's because nobody can get upfield. So you add a guy like that, and it changes the complete dynamics up front, and it really makes their defense that much more potent.
Bobby, did you know Jimmy? You know who Jimmy's uncle was?
No, enlighten me.
Buddy DiLiberto.
Oh, really? I did not know
that. Nephew of Buddy D.
Because I was trying to think of the Smith name. I know there used to be a Jimmy Smith, a Times Picayune.
It's a different one.
And actually, one individual that recruited me from Pineville and Alexander, Herbie Smith, was a Northwestern baseball coach. But there's a lot of Smiths. You know, there's a lot of Smiths all over the United States.
Jimmy Smith, publisher at TigerDetails.com, at Jimmy Detail. Thanks for stopping by, Jimmy. Always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Thanks.
Always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Y'all take care.